Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
He's not the sitting president. If he was, we would have had this entire golf course around it. Well, because he's not, security is limited to the areas that the Secret Service deems possible.
Palm Beach County, Florida Sheriff Rick Bradshaw says former President Donald Trump is uninjured after a possible second assassination attempt. Trump was golfing Sunday when the Secret Service opened fire on a gunman in the bushes 500 yards away outside Trump International Golf Club. The suspect fled in a vehicle but was soon taken into custody. Republican Congressman Mike Lawler of New York says a bipartisan group of more than 30 House members have signed onto a letter pledging to certify the 2024 election results, no matter who wins.
We should be leaving it up to the voters to decide the outcome of our elections at the ballot box. And so I am fully committed to doing that and ensuring the peaceful transfer of power, regardless of who wins on November 5th.
He says their unity commitment means they'll acknowledge the winner after all legal challenges have been exhausted. Trump has refused to say whether he'll do the same. Meanwhile, the Secret Service says it will increase security around election certification next January. For the first time, it is designating it a national special security event. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance is doubling down on false claims that migrants in Ohio towns are eating their neighbors' pets. He tells CNN he is willing to create stories so the media pays attention.
Yes, we created the actual focus that allowed the American media to talk about this story and the suffering caused by Kamala Harris's policies.
Officials and law enforcement have denounced the rumors, which have led to bomb threats at area hospitals, schools, and the Springfield City Hall. Ohio NAACP President Denise Williams describes it as a racist conspiracy theory that has led to real threats against innocent migrants.
Retract your statement. Send an apology to the city. Look what you have done. We already on the edge.
Trump says if elected, he'll start his promised large-scale deportations in Springfield and similar places. Election officials warn that problems with the nation's mail could disenfranchise voters this fall. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab says persistent errors in postmarking ballots and delivering them on time plagued the just-concluded primary season.
The post office delivers great on excuses, but they don't deliver great on ballots. And they never provide solutions or a plan to say how we're going to do better.
Schwab and other secretaries of state say postal workers were improperly trained about policies regarding election mail. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has ruled that provisional ballots cast without a required signature will not be counted. The justices say the state constitution does not protect a voter's right to have their partially completed ballot processed. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.